extremely well, as you heard from Chancellor Ellen Mears, despite flat budgets in the federal government. The other bad news is, as you know, R&D budgets and private companies are being slashed. But I think we're in good shape, and I want to share with you why I think we are. As you may know, over the last year, you voted on several changes in our operating agreements in the Research Park and with Illinois Ventures, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank both Trustees McMillan and Strobel for their committee's work in helping us make some modifications, which I think will help us in the next coming years. And what I want to do in the time this afternoon is kind of go over again why these are two important activities and will become very important. And again, remind the board that these are LLCs that belong to you, and your governance on these committees is extremely important for us. My remarks are in three quick parts. One, I just want to go over the rationale and history of the economic development, university related, or a recapture the first 10 years. This is a new activity. It started in 2000 when the state added economic development as the fourth mission at the University of Illinois. And then I'd like to just close by some future plans and thoughts of implementation over the next year, which I think in many ways a lot of the stars have aligned for us, and we have to be very aggressive in moving forward. There are a number of UROs that are before you. My remarks this afternoon will focus just on the University of Illinois Research Park LLC and Illinois Ventures LLC. And those two are report to my office. As you know, you are the sole member of those LLCs, and that my office, the Vice President of Research, serves as the principals to the sole member. So I'm the liaison between the board to these two organizations. And the important thing is that the board appoints the board of managers for these university-related organizations. As I said, in the last year, we've changed a number of those operating agreements to afford some changes which are driven by the need for, I think, greater engagement by the campuses. As you remember, one of the changes we made for the Research Park last year, which you voted on, was to add additional members from each of the Urbana and campus, as well as Chicago. And that was driven by our thinking that these campuses have to be embedded more, relate more to the ongoing campus activities. And hopefully when I'm done, you'll understand why they're important as we drive our research agenda. I'm standing before you with the opportunity to give a great story, and I just want to remind you that, again, this started in 2010 when the state added the new dimension of our mission. Chet Gardner, Dave Chiquin led great work by both Dave and Avijit before I arrived. So there's been a legacy of moving this forward in a very progressive way with the idea of, at the beginning, that having a dynamic economic development, intellectual property transfer, technology transfer office, as well as the acknowledgement that in the Midwest, particularly in Illinois, there was a lack of venture capital funding that was coming in, that we had to take command of our own future. And also, we were at that point competing with the East and West Coast for faculty recruitment retention, which we've heard a lot about. And without having our own research park and ventures to drive that, there was a fear at that time we weren't be able to recruit and retain the best minds and compete against the East and West Coast. That continues to be a driver, and I think we will continue to be stewards of that thinking. The two offices, again, are the Illinois Ventures and the University of Illinois Research Park, and their missions are shown here. And they were at the beginning to develop a dynamic research park that support our campuses. The intent at the time was to build a research park in Urbana, and here in Chicago was the Chicago Tech Park, and I'll come back to that in a minute. And then there was also the intent, if you will, to have other sites across the state. In the original document, there's actually a call out to Page County, but and you just voted to eliminate that specific call out and change the operating agreement. But I will remind the group that I think if our plans go forward, we will like to create a network across the state, not so much of having to have a physical presence, but an activity presence that's across the state of Illinois. Illinois Ventures, again, was to encourage the creation and accelerate the development of intellectual property on our campuses, as well as startups, the idea of Illinois being a place where we could retain and recruit faculty. And I will say that over the last 10 years, what we've really been able to realize is that